Hi everyone, it's Joey. Before we get into the episode, I'd like to just pop in a trigger warning here for mentions of suicide that you would expect with a game based around a Russian roulette mechanic. See you in the episode. It's been 2 weeks and it's been too long. Hello gentlemen, how are you?
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Took your head to the side and said I'm angry.
I don't know what that is, but keep going.
3 days since that afternoon. I gathered my thoughts and realized it's too soon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies?
I mean,
is it 3 weeks or 2 weeks song?
1 week.
Oh, it's even less time.
It's one of them minus the other.
Yeah.
But I'll let you work that out.
Did you even see that?
Well, I'll tell you what. Being good at math and ratioing things out, that'll be important in this episode.
It's true.
Spoilers.
Do you guys see that Italian composer or whatever it was? It was German. He orchestrated.
Oh, it wasn't
like
a composer. It was a truck
an engineer.
Driver.
he's composed like the world's longest piece of music, and it's been going since like what, the '70s or the '60s or something. And the piece is set to last about 650 years. And people line up and get tickets to see the note change, and it changed last week for the first time in about 3 years.
Jesus, that sounds miserable.
Yep.
I think it'd be interesting.
Have you ever seen that video of the it's an art exhibit in, I think it's in Brooklyn, and it's just a robot, and all it does there's a pool of blood. Oh, it's meant to be blood. I don't think it's blood.
It's hydraulic oil.
Hydraulic oil, and it just scoops it back in when it gets too far, and that's all the robot does forever. And then recently it died and started swinging its arm around and flinging hydraulic oil everywhere. Yeah.
Did you see that robot that was playing chess against a kid and broke its thumb?
No, I didn't. Is that the beginning of Terminator? Or
yeah. It starts with hydraulic robots.
Well, I'm really glad that we had some content, because peek behind the curtain, we're recording this on the 17th of February, about a minute after we recorded the last mainline episode, and you know, I was worrying I'd have to resort to whipping Santa back out, but no, don't have to do it, Slade.
Slade, it looked like you just took a bite out of a burger bun. Can you care to comment on this?
It's not a burger bun. It is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich I made, because I'm going somewhere later and I don't want to be hungry when I get there.
PB&J, where are you going?
Going to a hockey game.
Oh, cool.
You know.
Famously loads of ice in Alabama.
Famously, a bunch of Canadian players, so it's a lot of fun.
I've just googled funny robot news, and there was one from about 6 months ago that says, quote, "Don't block my way. Watch how a robot waiter gets upset with a customer."
That's very good. Slade, anything you want to cover in the preamble?
Oh, we didn't get to talk about it. Bookshelf.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Behind Slade, the poster wall, it's gone.
Slade's had that poster wall ever since I've known him. And
ever since I've known him.
In turn, he's had it ever since he was born.
Yep.
Now it's gone.
I didn't even live in this house then, but the poster wall grew alongside me.
It's an appendage.
How does it feel, Slade? Does it feel mature?
It feels weird to like not look at all the posters. They're actually on the floor right now because I don't really know what to do
with
all
of them. It's a carpet.
Right, nice.
Poster carpet, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see that getting torn up by me rolling around in this chair.
God, this chair doesn't move like it used to.
So for the very visual thing we're talking about, Slade used to have a wall behind him that was covered in video game posters, and now he has a very grown-up looking shelf that's full of video games.
Yeah, so I want to talk about the bookshelf and getting this from Amazon. So this all these little cubbies, right? So they're
like that was cubbies, not cummies, Tim.
Yeah. They're like a foot and a half long and 1 foot tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's 15 of these squares in this.
That's how now, I describe myself.
Now,
when I
ordered this, all that for $30 on Amazon. So I wasn't really expecting much. But the sides and the bottom are all made of fabric, and they have these little metal aluminum pieces that make it rigid.
Mm-hmm.
With these plastic ends. But when I got it, it came with a really crappy pair of white gloves and a wooden mallet made of balsa wood, I guess, to smack things together to like fit, you know, peg A in the hole B. They wanted you to hit it with the wooden mallet. I just took my hands and
yeah.
pushed them together. And my girlfriend commented, that the stuff in there, I don't know if y'all have seen this, but I've been getting this trend lately on Instagram, the Chinese safety videos that are based on real accidents.
I have that as well. I have no idea where it's come from.
Maybe from me, because we send each other a lot of reels back.
Well, no, before. Mine's all on TikTok. So.
Okay, but I she's like, this looks something straight out of the Chinese safety video.
Tim, if you've not seen them, they are
I think I've seen some.
I love the Chinese safety videos based on real accidents. They are so funny. Like, you'll see somebody, they're like driving a dump truck and like the gates open and it takes up like half the street. And it's so wild. And then you're like, oh right, that's based on a real accident.
I like the one where there's an open gear, like a giant gear powering this massive machine, and a guy sees a penny under it, and he goes and crawls under and stands up and just gets flung around this gear. It's, well, it's a hell of a
couldn't
ride.
Wait one more second.
No, no. And he did it for a penny, Tim.
You know, they said that gear was very guilty.
It was a complicit cog.
Tim, how long has it been since you played Guilty Gear?
About a month and a half at this point.
Are you feeling like you're someone who's fresh out of rehab?
Are you in rehab?
You'll notice I'm looking a lot more withered since. No, I've just been playing a lot of Tekken.
Yeah, the funny cat rolly game.
Oh my god, funny grab cat man. He's my new hero. King.
Nice. Joey, what have you been playing lately?
What have I been playing? I played Pal World a lot. But I'm thinking, so I did Poppy's Playtime. Chapter 3 on stream.
Yep.
Enjoyed that a lot, but there's not going to be a chapter 4 for a very long time.
Right.
So I thought, what game am I going to stream? And I realized my backlog of games is enormous, including two that Slade very kindly gifted me for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I really want to play The Return of the Obra Dinn.
Yep. Game.
Really want to play that. But I also really want to play Disco Elysium.
Okay.
Incredible game.
I will tell you right now, savor that playthrough of Return of the Obra Dinn. It has zero replay value.
So my issue is, I'm really excited to play them. Mm-hmm. But you know when you kind of have to psych yourself up to start something because you really want to get into it and focus all of your energy on it? Mm-hmm. I've had that ever since you got it. And every now and then I'll look at it and I'll go, I'm going to play that now. And then I go, I'll just watch something on YouTube, and then that's it. It's zapped from me. I think I'll get too distracted.
Yeah.
So what Payne and I were doing for a while was I had it on my Steam Deck, and I'd hook it up to the TV, and we'd have nights where we'd both try and be solving the mystery together. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Sounds fun.
It was actually a really cool little like thing we did for a while, and I want more games like that. I want so mysteries.
I'm dumb. Am I going to struggle with the Obra Dinn?
You can brute force the puzzles.
Yeah. Okay.
You can brute force them, but okay. I don't think so. It starts fairly easy, and it gets like it stacks. So
yeah, it's a rabbit hole game.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Slade, what have you been playing?
I've been replaying the classic Call of Duty still because we've been working on the DLC series.
Very good, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah,
really enjoyed it.
Thank you. At the time of recording, I still have to do Call of Duty 3, which I think I have to double check. I think that's the only one with the Canadian campaign.
Hey,
yeah, everyone's favorite war criminals.
Thanks, Tim. Glad you got
Canadians.
Anyway, so on that note, to avoid having a preamble longer than the game itself, this episode of the Game Club Pod contains spoilers for Buckshot Roulette.
Oof.
Oof. Hello and welcome back to the Game Club Pod. I am one of your hosts, Joe Fitzgerald. I am joined, as ever, by the magnificently handsome Slade Island.
Ooh, that's me. Hello. You can find me everywhere at Slade Plays Games, except Instagram, Slade's Life.
Nice. Are you still Slade Plays Games with a Z on Blue Sky?
I guess. I don't use Blue Sky.
No, so I don't know anyone that actually does.
I don't either. You know what one I really hate is all the time I get notifications like,
threads.
There's this. Yeah, they'll be like, cute, this person does this thread. I'm like, I don't know who the hell this is.
Mm.
I don't care.
We're also joined by a startled possum running through your bins, Tim Fitzgerald.
That's the noise he makes.
How are you, Tim?
I'm scared and confused now.
Fantastic. Feels like two blokes, doesn't it?
Does a bit, doesn't it?
Okay, so moving on to Buckshot Roulette. Buckshot Roulette was released on the 28th of December, 2023. Less than 2 months ago, guys. How do we feel about playing such a recent game?
It feels fresh.
Nice to do.
Good. It received favourable scores, 4.9 out of 5 on itch.io, and 97% in Google reviews. Those are the only scores I could find, because this is the definition of the most indie game we've ever played. It was developed by Mike Klubnica.
I didn't think you were going to include that last name, just Mike.
Yeah, just Mike. It's made by Mike. It's a strategic tabletop game, essentially, of Russian roulette. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll get into the story in just a second. I want to hear thoughts from Slade, please.
This was really good. Kind of came out of nowhere. I saw it. I paid for it. Had a little fun with it. I asked y'all if y'all want to do it. Joey said something along of yes, f- yes, yes, f-, and here we are. It's good. It makes me realize I'm not a good gambler at all.
Okay.
It took me a while to like finally win.
Okay.
I had to do that by keeping like tally marks on the notebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
My like, if you tell me something, it's in one ear and out the other. I always have to write things down.
Fair enough. So yeah. You enjoyed the game?
Yeah, it was fun. I had a lot of fun. I also have something a little different. I have notes from the girlfriend. She saw me playing it and being a little frustrated, and she won on her first go. And I'm really mad about that.
I've played this through 7 or 8 times, and I don't think I've lost, Slade.
I've lost a few times.
So come on then, let's hear the girlfriend's notes. Your girlfriend, I should say.
Yeah.
Just to avoid any trouble later down the line.
She liked the music. She was over here jamming in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
But she likes the wub-wub music. I'm not about it. I did think it was good and not too overly obnoxious, though.
Yeah, okay.
Said somewhat strategic / gamble. Now, you have to remember, so she does finance for a living. So, like, numbers and math are nothing for her. We'll get into why that's important in this game later.
Yeah.
The effects are good. The developer did a good job. Feels like someone could easily get hooked on this. Would play again. Ooh, and I didn't know there was a score number on there. She gave it a score.
What's she giving it?
7 out of 10.
Nice.
Yeah, this is like not her. She says she plays video games, but she only plays MMOs and a very particular one. So
what MMO?
Guild Wars. Guild Wars 2. Her whole family plays Guild Wars 2. So
cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Tim, what are your thoughts?
It was fine. It's got a very distinct art style, which I appreciate, but the gameplay is pretty basic.
Right.
And it just didn't grab me. I really like the art, because I actually watched a trailer for it. It was like a clip that someone had got on YouTube for it some months ago, and then it got suggested in the chat. I was like, okay, yeah, no, I can get down with this. It's got good atmosphere. It's got good artwork. It's got good music. But it comes down to keeping track of how many blanks and how many shells left in the gun, and what kind of resource you've got, like the defibrillator and whatever.
I think that's a bit unfair to say, to be honest, because you also have the like items as well that you have to keep track of.
That's where the defibrillator and the handcuffs and whatever come in. It just becomes an odds management game. Like, it's not really any different to, you know, flip a coin, but with like some tracking. Like, it's
that's what Russian roulette is, Tim.
I get it, but that's the point. But that doesn't make for a particularly interesting video game to me.
Tim wants the full immersion. Is all
I want to blow my brains out.
gonna have to like flag this episode.
Yeah,
it just didn't grab me. If it got some more updates with some wider gameplay options, like I know they've added a recent Double or Nothing expansion to the game, which sounds promising, but I haven't played it.
You should do; it's good.
I would like to also read my notes because I have two more things on here. I think the gameplay loop is really solid myself. Mm-hmm. And the last note that I have personally is that smoking makes you cool. It gives you health. Be sure to smoke cigarettes, kids.
Smoke loads of cigarettes. God, this episode isn't making it to Spotify. So,
it's one for our Patreon.
Not favorable, Tim. You've mentioned Patreon twice in the last two episodes.
It's a new thing. It's a new thing I'm starting without your guys' knowledge.
This is like your inception, dropping it into our minds.
This is how I'm profiting off it. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Tim's got to pay the movers, and that's part of the Patreon goal.
Patreon goal: live stream my move. It didn't grab me. Like I can see there's something there in terms of artistic direction, but not in gameplay to me.
So didn't have a great time, Tim.
Again, it was fine. Like it was a little bit boring, not to the point of blowing your brains out like we talked about before, but you know, it was there.
Wow. I think that's incredibly harsh. So this game is an itch.io game. It cost $1 to buy. Yeah. The game loop is 15 to 20 minutes long, tops, and that's, I think, if you're taking your time with it. I think I've done it in 10 minutes, start to finish. You wake up in a bathroom of what seems to be a prison / nightclub, which was an interesting aesthetic. The word afraid painted on the wall in blood, I assume. And you leave the toilet and go into a corridor and you hear this real as Slade. Just like that. Can you do that for the rest of the episode, Slade? That'd be great.
I'll do my best.
I'll loop it in the edit.
Fix it in the edit.
Fix it in the edit. So you hear that dance music, the bass of a dance of a club, essentially, underneath the atmosphere of the whole game. So there's three rooms in the whole game. There's the toilet, the corridor, and then the room that you play most of the game in. So you enter this room and you're met with a table that looks a little bit like a poker table or a snooker table with lines drawn on it, grids in front of you. And you're met with a contract where you have to enter your name. And I loved that you had to enter your name and it signed it as a part of the contract. I really thought that built the immersion. I thought that was really cool. And when you sign that, the dealer comes forward. Now, the dealer is a head and hands, a little bit like Rayman. He doesn't look like Rayman, but in the sense that you can't see his body. He comes out of the darkness. And on the table, there's a shotgun. And at the start of each round, you see how many blanks are in the shotgun and how many live shells are in there. And it starts off, I think it's 1-1 or 1-2.
It's like 1-1.
Yeah, so there's a 50-50 chance. And the whole gameplay loop is you pick up the shotgun and you have to decide whether you shoot yourself or you shoot the dealer. Now, you could think, why would you ever shoot yourself? But if you believe it's a blank in the chamber and you shoot yourself and the bullet doesn't go off, you then get another shot to shoot the dealer. If you get this wrong, you lose a life and then the dealer has a go straight afterwards. So let's say you aim it at the dealer and it's a blank, you hand the shotgun over and then they get the chance to shoot you with the live round. As the game progresses, you get more lives, and then the items come in. Now, the items, I think, really build the fun and variance in this game. If it was just an odds calculator, well, there's two lives and three blanks, so I'll shoot myself because the odds are in my favor. I think that would get really boring. But there's a few items. So there's the beer can, which when you use it, racks the shotgun, and it'll remove the round that's currently in the chamber, whether that's live or blank. There's the saw, which saws the end off the shotgun, and it means if you shoot the dealer or yourself, it's double damage.
Yep.
There's the magnifying glass, which I think was the best thing in the game. Yeah. You can see the round that's in the chamber. There's also the cigarettes, as Slade alluded to, where if you smoke them, you get a life back. And I think that just that really simple back and forth, you get the items, the dealer also gets two items at the start of each round. I think the thing I loved about this is it never felt like you had a leg up on the dealer or the dealer had a leg up on you. I saw one review that described this as the game put everything on the table and didn't hide anything beneath it. Yeah. It always felt very fair.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There's also times, like Joey said, when you mess up and, like, you know, you shoot yourself and it was a live round. Mm. And then the dealer just goes ham on you because he has the same things available to him that you would do to you. You know, you mess up and there's like a handcuff and you get handcuffed to the table. You lose a turn as well. Yeah, you lose a turn. And then, like, you'll see him start sawing off the barrel and you're like, oh, God, this is it.
Mm. Yeah. Did you get any of that feeling at all, Tim?
I mean, I maybe it's my stupid, cold, logical thinking brain, but all I saw it was just, oh, I'm altering the odds in this way. Oh, I'm altering the odds in that way. And it just, I said it before, it didn't grab me.
Okay, fair enough. So
it didn't blow you away?
No.
Well done, sir.
Not like that Remington.
Thank you.
So the whole point in the game is to make it through three rounds with the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make it through three rounds, you get this cutaway where you're sat in a car with the shotgun and a big old pile of cash.
Yep.
So you're obviously, you've signed a contract to play this game. You are sort of willingly playing it for money, which I think had this added, like, nefariousness to it, that you're not put in this situation against your will.
No.
Something that you've signed up to do. I don't know. I just thought it was really interesting, really cool. Very distinct art style, which we talk about quite a lot. I think it's another one that if you saw a screenshot, you would know immediately what the game was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Any highlights, Slade? Anything cool that happened that you want to talk about?
Other than, like, again, it has, like, the whole just fuck up cascade at many points where, like, you make one mistake about, you know, whether you think it's a blank or not, and then the next thing you know, you're down to one health.
And the dealer has five.
yeah, that's, and you're not getting any cigarettes out of the magic box.
Yeah, the magic box of fun.
Oh, there's also the fact that you pick up a contract that's got God on it.
Yeah, I didn't really get that.
I guess saying that there isn't one, or he lost, maybe. I don't know.
Don't know.
Or maybe that in this case, the dealer is supposed to be, you know, he's the God of the room, I guess. I don't know. I didn't really put two and two together on that.
I think we all put two and two together and made 12. It's
yeah,
pretty ambiguous, but, you know, ambiguous storytelling is good.
Sometimes.
Tim, any highlights at all?
Yes, actually. The sound design was particularly good in this, especially with the defibrillator. Not that I've experienced what a defibrillator sounds like, but it was believable enough.
It sounds about right.
Yeah. You know, sound design was very well done. Big props for that.
Big props for that. Like I said, it's a 20-minute game. I don't know how big the game itself is.
Does it's like a couple megabytes. It's not big at all.
Is it really?
Wow. Yeah. It's basically all sprites.
Yeah.
And a dollar on itch.io. It's top of their charts and has been ever since it's come out. So.
Yeah, it's a really, and we've said this before, like a really unique gameplay loop. And this one's not even that unique. It's just presented so well and implemented well.
364 meg.
Not even a gig.
So, yeah. So,
and I know you have a dollar kicking around. You can buy this game.
Yeah, if you have a dollar kicking around and a PC to run it on. Because it is only available on PC.
It's only available on PC, but also does not require any specs.
No,
I
think you could run this
super light.
Yeah, you could run this on the most turd computer and it'll work.
Well, the specifications on the website do actually say a dedicated graphics card as their recommended settings.
As opposed to an onboard.
Yeah, as opposed to running it straight off of your motherboard. So, yeah, I think this episode has run so far twice the length, or three times the length of one of my playthroughs. So I'm going to move on to scores, and I'm going to go straight to Tim, please.
I'm going to go with, like, a 5. I'm going to go middle of the road.
Oof.
Okay.
Again, I can appreciate the art direction. I clearly like the production behind it, but... again, the gameplay just wasn't for me, and maybe it's my, like, as I mentioned earlier, cold logical brain, but all I just saw was, hey, I'm altering the odds of this, and that's about it.
Okay, cool. Slade?
Yeah, you know, I think this is one of the better things played so far for the year. I'm going to give this an 8. I would recommend it. It's a lot of fun.
Nice. Sorry, Tim, I'm guessing you haven't got no recommend.
How do you not recommend it? It's a dollar.
No, I was going to say it's weird because I, in terms of gameplay, if it was just the gameplay in any other game, like let's say you took Call of Duty's aesthetic, for example, then hell no, I wouldn't recommend it because it would just be dull and look like everything else. But I think there is something here, but I'm not connecting with it. So I probably would recommend it, but just not for me. That's all.
Fair enough. And Slade, you are recommending it.
Solid recommendation.
Great. Is the girlfriend recommending it?
Yes.
Fab. This will be the first game ever that has four recommendations and only three hosts. So I'm with Slade. Loved it. Thought it was great. Thought it was unique. Don't really agree with Tim's dull theme, but you're fully entitled to say it. It's your opinion. I'm actually giving it an 8.5. This is very high. My jam. So what does that give us as an average score, Slade?
A 7.1 out of 10.
A solid one more than Dredge.
Yep.
And 25 times less the price.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, go play Buckshot Roulette, I guess.
Yeah, give it a go.
Give it a go. So,
for the sake of $1.20, no. Why not?
How do you think it would lend itself to be a mobile game?
Probably. I think it would actually do very well as a mobile game. Like it's clearly not like an input heavy thing.
No. Well, there you go. That's the Game Club Pod's recommendation to Mike, whatever your name was, because I've closed my screen.
Mike.
Yeah, to Mike, the developer. Make it a mobile game.
Yep. Tim, what are we playing in 2 weeks' time?
We're playing, I think, the Game Club Pod's first ever mobile game?
No.
No. No? Second.
What do we do first?
Vampire Survivors.
Three. Third.
What's the other one?
What's the other two?
I play Papers, Please on mobile.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, fine. So we're playing our mobile game that can also be played on PC. We're playing Hearthstone for 3 hours.
Yay.
It's a trading card game, everyone. Go have fun with it.
Go and trade some cards.
I installed it 3 weeks ago and have not touched it yet. I
keep on your phone or on your computer?
On my phone. I keep forgetting that it's there.
One day I'll get you guys to play old school RuneScape for the pod.
No, you won't.
Absolutely not.
Cool. And is Slade doing anything between now and next recording, Tim?
Slade... Between
let's,
now
let's
and the next...
not keep it on the theme of the episode.
Yeah. Now, what Slade's going to do is going to go to the local pond and quite literally get his ducks in a row.
Wow.
I'll do my best.
That sounds so fun.
It is duck season.
Poor ducks.
Poor ducks. Duck.
So, we'll see you in 2 weeks, everyone.
Or in 10 minutes. Or 10 minutes. 10 seconds for the amble.
We're going to have the world's longest outro. 10 minutes for the outro, or we'll see you in 15 seconds for the post-amble.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Love you, love you, love you. Bye.
Mwah. So I think I found your shelving unit, and I think I found your shelving unit on Amazon, and I kind of want to buy it.
Mine?
Yeah.
What's the name of it? And I'll tell you if it is.
The Geo Tree.
No.
This one?
Yes.
Is that the name of it?
It looks like it.
It's exactly the same.
Mine is called the Reby Bookshelf.
Reby.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I might actually pick that up. It's like £20.
It's exactly the same, Slade.
But mine's just tiered, that's all.
Yeah, I got the 15 grit.
I might pick that up for the office.
Guys.
Yeah.
This is terrible content. So,
people don't want to talk about bookshelves?
Hold on, I can throw a drink all over the table again if you want.
Shut up and listen.
What the hell is it?
Can't remember. Hell is it?
I can't remember.
The hell?
Nah, I can't remember. Can't remember. What the hell is it?
I'm out of ideas. This is just a regular video game quiz.
This is a sort of video game quiz. I didn't have time to make a jingle for this specific one because I came up with it during the postamble of the last recording, which was about 36 minutes ago.
Right.
So, I need you to both have a distinct noise as your buzzer.
Oh.
Good one, Slade. That's yours. Okay, cool. I'm happy with that. Or we could just say your own name.
Sure.
Okay, say your own name. I just wanted to hear what noise you'd come up with. So, I have a bunch of reviews here from Steam.
Oh, no.
I'm going to read the review, and I want you to tell me what game it is.
All right.
Okay. What's it out of?
I don't know. The quiz I found online is 15, but let's not make it that high.
No. 10?
No.
5?
5.
4.
3.
3? No, we'll do it out of 5. So, I'm trying to find ones that don't have the name of the game in the review.
Can you not just say game?
Ah, that is a very good idea.
Yeah, or just say blank.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. So, some of them are easy, some of them are hard.
Okay.
We're going to start off with a hard one.
Okay.
Number one, even a locomotive from the 19th century has a better engine than this.
So I just found that particularly funny.
It's like a rare insult is what that is.
Any Tim, guesses? I'm going to take a guess at Resident Evil Village.
Incorrect. I'm not. Once you've guessed, you're out of the round.
Sure, I'll move on,
because otherwise we have to go to every single game.
No, better engine than this. Modern Warfare?
Incorrect. That was DayZ.
Oh, okay, ooh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two. Things I gave to blank. 1. Money. 2. Time. 3. Love. Things blank gave me. 1. Arthritis. 2. Rage. 3. Hatreds of Russians, Spanish, and Russians. 4. Broken keyboard. 5. Broken mouse. 6. Yeah, okay.
CSGO.
Slade has 1 point on the table.
Damn, I was thinking it was Osu.
No. When it said hate of Russians, that's got to be CSGO.
Well done.
Or Dota. Okay.
Yeah.
Question 3. Pro tip. At the start of the game, it is possible to make main character crouch down in his own jacuzzi and hold his head underwater until he drowns. This is the good ending because it means you don't have to play the rest of game title.
Tim? I'm going to go with Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
Forever.
Tim has a point. 1-1.
All right.
That's incredible.
I didn't know that was a thing in that game, but all right, that's cool.
So question 3, 4? I'm not marking these down. I hope you guys are remembering your scores.
Yeah,
4. Okay. My wife was attempting to park the blank. She only needed to reverse straight for about 60 feet. I watched this spectacle for 20 minutes and laughed so hard that she threatened to divorce me.
Euro Truck Simulator 2?
Correct. 2-1 to Slade.
I do like Euro Truck Simulator a lot.
This is
the second I heard about struggling the reverse, I was like, yeah, Euro Truck Simulator.
I'm enjoying this, so maybe let's go to 10. Question 5. This is a short one, and it's hard. Much like...
just like me, yeah.
Tim. I've nearly finished making my character.
Tim, Baldur's I'm going to say... 3?
Incorrect. You need to say your name first, Slade.
I'm going to go with Dark Souls 3.
Incorrect. Now, the funny thing about that is they have 1,779 hours on record of Fallout 4.
I don't understand the people who do that.
Question 6. Drove over a hooker and she got stuck in my windshield. We went on an adventure. 10 out of 10.
Tim? Grand Theft Auto 5?
Correct.
Okay.
That makes it 2-2. Mm-hmm. Number 7. 7? 8? I don't know.
7.
7. We'll go with 7. Physics engine more reliable than a private email server.
Tim?
When you work out the reference, the game becomes much more clear. Tim?
I was going to say Hypnospace Outlaw, but I think I'm going to go with Half-Life 2.
Incorrect.
Can you read it one more time for me?
Yep. Physics engine more reliable than a private email server.
Gotta be one of the Amnesia games, I would think.
Okay.
The Bunker? I'm gonna just throw out the newest one.
Incorrect. There's a game called Mr. President where you have to dive in front of a
book. Oh, love Mr. President.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Number... Eight. I can't keep... Eight. Thank you. Cock out to ten. You play as a cat in a world of anthropomorphic animals, but there are still four-legged pet cats. I don't know Slade. If this is someone... Slade?
Is it Stray?
Incorrect. Tim, would you like me to finish the quote?
Keep going.
Okay. I don't know if this is some kind of low-key slavery, but someone needs to help. 10 out of 10.
Play as a cat with other anthropomorphic animals?
Mm-hmm. Gonna have to push an answer for you.
I'm gonna say Minute.
Incorrect. It was a game we played for the podcast. It was Night in the Woods.
Of course it is.
Question 9. A love story about four men and their inability to buy a drill that works properly.
Tim, the game club pot.
Any guesses?
Deep Rock Galactic.
Incorrect.
Dead Space?
Incorrect. It's Payday 2.
Good game.
Wow.
That Question one is 10. Just product received for free. It says, I want a refund. You'll never get that. Question 10. Exactly like school PE. No one passes to me. I got yelled at. Everyone pushes me around.
Tim.
Tim?
Rocket League.
Correct. Tim, am I right in thinking that puts you 3-2 up?
3-2. Yep. Question 10.
Nice. Well, there you go. Congratulations, Tim. I don't have the... Do I have the jingle? Oh, no. Hold on.
Tim wins. Fatality.
Well done, Tim.
I keep forgetting I did that.
As a bonus one, someone has 18,500 hours on TF2, and they said, it's all right, got bored pretty quickly.
TF2 is a little bit like that sometimes.
So there you go. Congratulations, Tim. Hope you enjoyed the episode.
This episode comes out when two blokes is on hold for a bit, right?
No, this episode comes out well after we're back.
Oh, I was going to say, do you want to do a Gaetano review while we're here?
Oh, Slade, do you want to do a Gaetano review?
Sure, let's do a Gaetano review.
All right, I'm pulling up Gaetano's.
Just love Gaetano.
Two blokes should be back, and the DLC is gone. So,
I would quite like the DLC to continue, to be honest.
Slade, that's the thing that Slade put loads of time lovingly into, will be gone.
Yep.
I think if you want to carry on doing it, I think there would be enough appetite to carry on doing it. I like it. I think it's good.
Yeah. We'll see. I've that's the only feedback I've gotten from it. So,
Tim wants to do one as well on why Pac-Man is such a sex symbol in Western Superman.
What that
specifically
mouth do?
in his house.
For what is a one sentence review, Gaetano has kind of gone ham on this. So I'm going to ask Slade to be Gaetano.
Tim, can you just explain, because I know it's unlikely, but there might be people who listen
who
to...
Yeah, who doesn't... People listen to Two Blokes.
No, but I mean, who doesn't listen to Two Blokes?
Right.
Quite a lot of people. Tim, can you explain what this is for those who might not listen to Two Blokes?
This is a cheesesteak place that we found in New Jersey. And the owner only responds to, like, one-star reviews in the most aggressive way possible.
He might be my hero.
It's
have y'all thought about reaching out to Gaetano?
No, I'm too scared.
he might kick out of us via email.
Yeah.
Alright, so the review that I've got here is from someone called Charles Norris, and it says, the owner just casually leaves his crack pipe in plain sight. This is very unprofessional. I will never be going back. And I would I've sent Slade the review, if you don't mind reading that.
Oh Jesus, that's a lot.
Chuck Norris, I'd better tread softly here. I wouldn't want to offend you and face your wrath. Hang on, I gotta get this working. Not looking down through my mic. Oh my gosh. Why does Gaetano write so much?
He's an angry man.
Yeah. We feel honored that you were able to come here during our vacation week while we were closed and then create this account to review us. But we are sorry that we did not live up to your expectations. We read your autobiography, The Guinness Book of World Records. Is it true that when you do push-ups, the earth moves up and down rather than push yourself up? What about your cowboy boots? Are they made from real cowboys? Wow, just so awesome to have the ability to converse with such greatness. If you come back, we will have some pepper spray in case you want anything a little spicy. Have a lovely day, Mr. Norris. Apologies again.
Thoughts on that, Joey?
Everything he says is gold. I love him. And I found out the website for Gaetano's has a contact us page. So I think I'm going to write him a little message.
Do it, do it, do it.
I will. Can we see if we get sponsorship?
No. I don't want to take this. If anything, I think we should be giving him money.
Do y'all think you should ask him if you can go there to New Jersey and record an episode of Two Blokes?
I'd love to, but also that would involve
what if Jersey. Like if they have shirts or something, can they send a shirt?
I'm gonna ask if they sell merchandise.
Yeah. In which case, I'm happy to buy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll ask. It might sweeten the deal when I say, can you give us a message? Yep. Can you send us an angry review, please? Anyway, that was great. Glad we did Gaetano. Pleasure to see you both. I'll see you again in 2 weeks' time, baby.
Bye. Yep.
Love you. Mwah.
Goodbye.
Mwah.